Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just for you, Orly.
That makes me happy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
We've got a lot planned for today's show, so we're just going to dive right into it. Have I mentioned the fact that I spent my money on a Gonzaga mug?
Nice.
You're listening to Full Court Press Radio on
That's
Monday.
Very true.
We had a collab on Monday.
Well, like it said up on our Facebook page, folks, everybody, it is the producer birthday.
Yes.
Lip's birthday. So we're going to have a little birthday celebration. So Philippius has turned 36 or whatever.
54.
All right, so
30-something, I don't remember.
Now, you know very well that B2B Radio Network, the network that owns this company, we are, you know, we're financially responsible. So we were able to afford this beautiful birthday boy brooch. It's a brooch. So, Lip, I'm going to give this to you. You have to wear this for the remainder of the show.
All right. Where do I gotta wear it at?
Just put it on your shirt somewhere. Don't show too much.
You connect it to your nipple ring.
Yeah.
Stab my neck while I'm trying to put this thing in there.
It says birthday boy toy.
Yeah, we'll put some music in the background.
Is that too high?
I don't know. Can people see it?
Yeah, they can see it.
Yeah, there you go. So happy birthday.
It's like one of those ties with the two, what is it called?
Bolo tie.
A bolo tie.
He's got a bolo birthday tie on. And as you know, Lip, we can't really afford balloons because we're being fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think it'll make a good...
No, it's horrible on radio. But so I met with the BDB Radio Network board of directors, and
which
after
is the CEO, right?
Which after we did a cost analysis, we found out that it is the most cost effective to not have balloons.
Yeah,
not have a single balloon, but to just have a sign that says balloons. So I'm just going to go ahead and just put this right behind you there.
All right. That works for me.
That's very fancy. Well, I can't wait for my birthday.
Is it in green at least? My favorite color?
No, it just says balloon.
I can't even see it.
Yeah.
It just says balloon. It's there. Yeah, just says balloon right
there. That's awesome.
We don't have the money to do a full balloon.
It's even in black and white. Can't afford coloring.
No? I know, so we wrote it. Orly, do you want one that says you want a balloon behind you too? I can write another one.
I want two balloons.
One other one?
I'll wait for my birthday though.
Oh, okay. And then we have a birthday card for you there, Lip. Go ahead and give that a little light.
It says Lip.
Yeah, because that's your name. Go ahead and pop
fancy.
Go ahead and pop that thing
it's
right
not
over
heavy
there.
Enough, though.
Good thing you wear glasses because it looks the size of it's tiny.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there's no money in it. As he shakes the envelope open, for those of you that are listening to the audio right. portion of the show. Before you read that, can you do me a favor? You open up that gate a little bit more. That one thing that I told you about the background music getting swallowed up. Wrong knob.
It's the wrong knob, too.
Okay.
He's slacking on his birthday.
All right, fine. It's your birthday. I'm not going to scream and holler.
I can't fire him on his birthday.
No, not yet. After his birthday.
All right. Well, obviously, I'm not a challenger, so I can't open this card.
Read the card.
It says, do not open this birthday card unless you're intelligent.
Birthday.
Witty and charming.
He can read, though. I didn't know.
I didn't know he could read either.
It says, Lip.
You're not supposed to read our private notes to you. Read the other half of the
card.
It says,
modest aren't we.
You just really just squashed that whole entire bit.
Birthday's over.
All right, so we bought you a birthday bunny. It's holding a football because, again, we're being fiscally responsible. There it is, right there for lips. You can only see its ears in the shot. It's a little fuzzy, light brown bunny holding a football.
How about that?
If you're really responsible, physically responsible, you would have bought that after Easter, hoping it's on clearance.
It was on clearance.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because it was Easter. I just ripped the part off that said Easter.
I thought there was an egg on here somewhere.
There was an egg. Laid an egg earlier today, but there you go. And then, of course, because it's your birthday, and we'll put the pictures up, we have a lovely cake. Orly, pad for me here while I set the cake up with the candles and whatnot.
I'll describe the cake. It's
a cheesecake
with strawberry and, I don't know, maybe
strawberry
chocolate on it?
Cheese swirl.
Swirl.
A swirl.
It's one of those big ones, too.
I'm glad I run every day because you guys always feed me and I'm...
Shut up with the skinny crap.
Not skinny, but...
I gotta put the candles on.
Cheesecake, one of my favorites.
Looks really good.
You know what? Peanut butter is another good one.
Peanut butter cheesecake?
I don't know if there's a cheesecake out there.
Cheesecake. I'm like staring at it. Can you move the fork so I can see better? There you go.
All right.
So he's got the candles on there. It says 62 years old.
I think I put the candles on correctly.
6Z.
Did I put the candles on right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
6S.
Those are wrong.
Did you get him a new phone? 6S? Is that what it says?
No.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Did I do it right that time?
62. There you go.
Did I do it right?
Yep.
All right, so it's Lip's cake birthday here. And because we can't have knives since that incident in 64... We're just going to take those.
If anybody's wondering what the 62 stands for, Lip was conceived in a 62 Impala.
Which might be true. I don't know.
All right. So I'll serve up the cake while you guys actually do the thing we're paid to do.
Oh, talk? Okay.
Talk.
Yeah.
Can I have that big piece?
They're all cut the same size.
Okay. If you have that big piece, you're going to have to run extra.
Yeah. I'll just run home from here.
Yeah.
That's like probably like a 5-hour run, right?
Yep. Did you get anything else for your birthday today, Lip?
Not today.
Before you got here?
No.
I like how you gave me the first piece.
I got a gift when I get home,
ooh,
which is special. You know?
Hey, we don't want hey, shock jock.
Hey. All I know is that it's tender.
Why am I serving everybody like I work in freaking
catering? you're the culinary person, aren't you?
You're the colon.
The colon. He likes colon.
We lost the music.
There we go. Yeah,
can we start eating this already?
It's very good. It took a bite.
You're going to do it anyway. Or he's going to take one bite. Then he's going to talk about how much he's got to run tomorrow.
Throw up.
This is actually pretty good.
It's really good.
It's like nice and cool, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like how it is outside.
So we're enjoying some cheesecake for Philippius' birthday.
I'm hoping it's low fat. I'm telling myself it's low fat, sugar free.
Gluten in it, right?
Yeah. All gluten.
Extra gluten.
All gluten.
All gluten. Sorry, Michelle Obama. It's all gluten.
Sorry.
It's great when we eat on a talk show.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to people eat, just tune into our show.
I'm going to want another one of these.
All right, Lip. Finish your cake.
Finish my cake?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're done. We got a show to do.
I'm trying.
So you like all your birthday gifts?
Uh-huh. Are you excited?
Those birthday gifts suck, dude.
I know. But I gotta act like they're good.
You gotta what? I'm sorry.
Act like they're good.
Yeah, act like they were.
Oh, and
good.
I bought him a birthday burrito.
Tell him about the birthday burrito. That's hilarious.
I got you a birthday burrito. It's probably a 3-foot long burrito. It's in the break room fridge.
Is that what that big truck was backing up?
Yeah.
This morning.
Especially, it probably took like at least 6 Mexicans to roll that thing.
6 Mexicans.
It's authentic.
Oh, man. Did it have beans in it?
Yeah, of course it's got beans in it. Come on.
All right.
Pinto beans or are they like the white beans?
Enough of that shenanigans. So I actually did get you a real gift.
Oh.
With the dog on it?
Yeah, it says, hope it's redunculus.
Nice.
It's actually a real gift.
And it's got googly eyes.
Yeah, it's a real gift. Take your time opening that up. Just go ahead. Nice little bag, a little blue. Of course, I had it professionally wrapped.
I like the bag and everything, but it's like a different color for our team. So
for what?
Oh, Packers.
No, it's a Seattle Seahawks.
Packers, Seahawks, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in here. It's nothing but paper.
There's something in there, you boob. Oh, he goes right for it. I'm like, I buried that thing in there as deep as I could. Because there's nothing worse, Orly, than getting those bags where it's just, there's only one thing. You found it. Calm down there, literal. Good Lord. All right, go ahead and rip that bitch right open.
It's like 2 pounds.
It is. It's heavy.
Ooh.
Wow, look at that there.
With the NFL on it.
NFL.
Oh.
It has tape on it. I don't have nothing to open the tape with.
You just pull the tape off.
I don't have nails.
Hand it here, you monkey chunking. Look, How hard was that?
I don't have nails. I can't just peel them off like you.
Oh, I ripped right through the NFL, official NFL thing. All right, you should be able to work it from there.
Come on, the people are anxious. Open it.
The people are anxious.
I'm trying.
So he's got this square
box. Your birthday
box.
Is almost over. Open it faster.
Rico something. I can't read that.
Hold up the 10.
Ooh.
It's an Arizona Cardinals leather, I'm guessing. Looks leather.
Yes, genuine leather.
Wallet.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Probably with like $5 in it.
No, there's nothing in it. As you can see, it wasn't open. So why would I put anything in it if it wasn't open before you got it?
I had tape on it.
That means it wasn't. Don't ruin it for me, Lip! And he puts it right. He just doesn't care. He is so emotionally dead inside. He can't even say, wow, Corey, this is great. This is a really great
smile. This is an amazing wallet.
And do you realize that the reason why we did that bit last week at the end of the show comparing our wallets is because I wanted to make sure you didn't already have an Arizona Cardinals wallet.
Oh,
good job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I put a lot of thought into this, Lip.
Well, thank you.
And just for you, I'm just going ahead and just put this over here. I don't care. It's just not a wall. I'm not going to use it anyway because I don't have any money.
I don't want my information to get stolen while I'm at the studio.
It is a wallet that has nothing in it.
I know, but if I pull all my stuff out of my wallet I have now.
You don't switch wallets now. Like you know, when you're switching purses in the middle of. Why are you ruining this birthday surprise?
It's your birthday.
I know it's my birthday.
Bert.
He's happy. At least he's smiling.
He's not smiling. That's not a smile.
I know.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy. Thank you.
Well, we'll start the show on this. All I'll say is that I know that all this preparation, all this big time stuff that we've done for your birthday.
Yeah.
Ain't none of this going to happen on my birthday.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm going to kill one of them kids. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love them. They my blood. I give them the shirt off my back. You ever see a chicken with his neck run, laying to the side all lazy and weak? That's what I'm going to do to them kids. Talk back to me one more time. Snap. I'm going to snap their neck off. They're too sassy. They're too grown today. They talk back too much. Yeah, I know what you're saying to Mac. I don't care what you're talking about. Bernie Mac crew, Bernie Mac beat his kids. I don't care. That's your opinion. Bernie Mac, why you so strict? Tough love is good for him. I don't play. Never did play. Little small, never smiled or nothing. Hate school, because they had recess. Teacher told me to go outside for recess. I didn't go, because I don't play. Didn't I tell you not to touch this, boy? Didn't I tell you not to touch this, Jordan? Yes or no? Oh, man. Come on. Don't start. What did I say? Stop that crying. All I did was ask a question now. Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. You went on yourself.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. And now from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Well, everybody, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads here in Studio G.
Good.
Trying to convince people that I'm not the Corey that was arrested for assault. My last name is Blaze, not Lewandowski.
Ha!
You guys are such a-holes. Welcome to the funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the in-car AHA radio app, and always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at FatGuyRadioShow and like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. And folks, today's show is sponsored by Halo Sigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Sigs. It is the day before the final day of the Halo 6 promotions. And first off, I got to thank everybody that has shared their receipts with me. And I have called a handful of listeners. And there was a couple of people that just sent me their receipts and said, hey, Corey, there's no need to call. Just wanted to let you know that I support the show. Halo 6 is happy and we are too. Now, this doesn't mean that Halo 6 is ending their run with us. They're still going to be a sponsor of the show. It just means that when you purchase all your premium electronic cigarette products through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6, I just won't call you. That's the only thing. So you got one more day to Facebook those receipt pictures or tweet those receipt pictures directly to me. Continue to spread the word about Halo Cigs. We love our partnership with them and we look forward to many new things to come. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are an industry standard for making the switch from tobacco to electronic cigs easy. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. And this is also a day where if you don't normally watch the show, live stream, this is a day that you really want to get over to our live stream replay, because it is a very what's the word that I'm looking for here?
A very visual.
It's a visual. It's a visual promotion. So what I have here, folks, is that everybody always sees me with my Triton tank system.
Yes.
And I have the variable voltage battery for my Halo look. 6. Yes, with the rainbow look going on there. And I'm going to get another one of those pretty soon because I want to have more than one. But I wanted to show everybody right here, Halo 6 was proud enough to send us a Tracer starter kit. But this is a Tracer starter kit. This right here, you would think is a Tracer starter kit because of the quality of the product that you get. But no, this is actually my iPhone 6 case.
Nice.
Compared up to the Halo 6 case. That's how much quality they take in just the packaging. They're literally protecting a great product inside here. So right here in my hand, I have the Tracer starter kit. Inside the Tracer starter kit is everything you need. The charger, a replacement mouthpiece, everything is there except for the e-liquid that goes into it. And if you like, if you think the Tracer starter kit is cool, wait and behold, the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies is in the house. Folks, I'm talking about the Reactor 50-watt starter kit.
Wow.
This thing has everything you need for starting with. It's just sexy, ain't it?
It's awesome. Yes, I like the logo. The logo's imprinted on there.
It's blue. You can choose a different logo. And I've opened this one up. I'm telling you, this is a day that you want to get to Vimeo and see this. And under the Tracer kit is everything you need. The charger, the extra pieces, the USB cable that you can charge your Reactor anywhere, and all of the Halo Cigs mods that are the Reactor and the Tracer are all USB chargeable.
Fancy.
And even with the G6 and the Triton tank system, they come with the USB chargeable adapter as well, as along with the wall charger.
So you can charge in your car, right? Because cars have the USB charger.
You can charge it in your car while you're driving. You can charge it at any place that there's, of course, a wall unit. I've actually seen people literally, orally, standing by a gas station at QT, as a local gas station here in Phoenix, charging up their cell phone and their e-cig at the same time, because QT has outlets outside their store. So thank you very much to Halo 6 for sending these over. Yes, these are mine. And no, I'm not sharing them. And yes, I am sporting a brand new Halo 6 hat that you can also get at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I have a shirt.
Halo 6. And Orly is rocking the Halo 6 shirt. Look at that.
We all got something going on today.
We all got something going on except for the birthday boy.
Yeah. Nope.
But he's got the little bolo tie.
Sorry.
He's got the little
bolo tie. It's not a Halo bolo tie, but it's a bow tie.
I could, it has the colors.
No, it does.
It does a little bit. All right. So let's start the show. Everybody has gotten all of their distractions out of the freaking way, and we can now engage in the show. So I'm not over here backpedaling.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So we have a big planned show for everybody. Thank you so much for joining us once again, even all the way from Atlantic City. We thank you all for listening. We've got Orly. This is normally the most normal guy on the show. Orly, would you say that that's the most normal guy? If you would please get off your Twitter.
Yes, I'm the very most normal guy.
Thank you very much. So when things go wrong in Orly's life, it makes me happy.
It's been happening lately a lot.
Okay. Wow. So I've talked about the fact that it's marriage year. I don't know why. It seems like a lot of celebrities are dying. It seems like a lot of people are getting married. Even at GCU, Grand Canyon University, every student, every other student that I've met there is literally getting married or engaged.
Does that make you want to get married?
No, no, I am sorry. I am the single.
Does that make you want to shoot yourself?
Yeah, it does. It makes me want to shoot myself right in the face because everybody is just throwing away their lives. Or you did it right. You got your little wild oats out of the way before you decided to settle down.
Yep.
But you're already married.
I am married.
So when you're married, then you have to do things that couples do. You know? And one of the things that couples do is they go to other people's weddings.
Yes, they do.
Especially family members' weddings.
Oh, yes.
And Orly is dealing with that very situation now, and it is a CF. And if you don't know what a CF is, from what he's told me, now that's these are my words. I know some of your family may be watching or listening, but if you don't know what a CF is, tweet me at Corey Blaze and I'll let you know what a CF is. But it's the worst possible scenario when it comes to attending a wedding.
It is.
Weddings are difficult, number one, for the bride and the groom and everybody involved in the wedding planning. That's just general knowledge.
Exactly.
Weddings are not fun. They're gorgeous and they're beautiful when they go off without a hitch, but they ain't fun to put together.
Yeah. Once you're there, they're fun, but it's leading up to it. It's crazy.
The build up, especially if you're dealing with a bridezilla. I'm not saying you're dealing with a bridezilla.
Yes, I haven't said that.
So, so Orly and his lovely wife, who we all learned is the age that rhymes with dirty, has to attend a wedding. Now, Orly, set it up. I've given you a great platform
here.
Set it up because I'm not going to say that your pain brings me joy, but when something abnormal enters into your normal life, it is entertaining for me.
Yeah. So basically, like you said, weddings are stressful.
Yes.
And crazy, and everybody starts getting, I mean, you got the mother of the bride, the groom, and if they're not agreeing on things, you know what I mean? There's just so much going into it. And that's even if the wedding is down the road.
Sure. Yeah, down the road where in a church, you know, in the same city where most of the family is located, where most of the friends are located, you know, I've been to several weddings. I've always said on the show that I am always the host and the MC, but never the groom. And I'm OK with that.
Yeah. And usually getting to the wedding isn't part of the problem.
No.
It's the last thing on your mind.
You get up the day of the wedding, you put on your nice rented tux. You get the kids, you dip them in a couple of buckets of water, spit shine them right up, throw them in the hoopty, and you roll up the street in your own personal vehicle to where the wedding is taking place. And normally, the wedding reception is nearby where the wedding took place, unless you're Ryan Scott.
Yeah, which is usually down the road.
Down the road.
The next town over. Maybe even two towns over.
Maybe even two towns over. We're talking within, give or take, a 10-mile radius.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not a 4-hour flight.
No! Oh, no! Not a flight! Are you telling me only there's plane tickets involved?
Oh, there is plane tickets involved. There is passports involved.
Going out of country.
Oh, wow, Orly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, none of this brings me joy.
So we're going to a wedding. My sister-in-law is getting married.
Congrats. Getting better. Congratulations. Yeah.
Nothing. I'm not upset about the wedding. I'm excited for the wedding.
Right.
Not upset at anybody about the wedding, but it's just a lot of work that we are flying out to Mexico coming up soon, I'll say.
Yeah.
So passport. Yeah. And then I have two kids and they're going. So it's not just passports for yourself.
So it's your sister-in-law.
My wife's sister.
Your wife's sister that's getting married.
Yeah.
And she's getting married in what country?
Mexico.
And she lives.
And they don't live in Mexico. They live 30 minutes from me here in Arizona.
I was about to say, she lives in what state? Arizona.
Yes.
Now, I've crapped on Arizona.
They live in the lovely Scottsdale, Arizona.
And I've crapped on Scottsdale, but I can tell you this right now, folks. There are some beautiful places to have some weddings in the city, especially within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we're not boob burning hot.
Nope.
But then we're not nipple shattering cold either. So right now is the perfect time to even have an outside wedding within the metropolitan area.
And actually where we're going, I think it's going to be like in the next few weeks or months or so when we do head out, it's going to be like in the 90s. So we're going into hotter, wetter than we're already at.
I got to give you one of these. I'm sorry.
Right. But yeah, no, there's so much into it. We got so.
All right, so tell us the story. Walk us through how.
I mean, the passport story itself is a story.
Okay, so you got to get passports. You're going that deep into Mexico.
Yeah.
That you're gonna need passports.
Yes. So we went to get passports, which I can't go alone with my kids because I could be a crazy dad trying to fly my kids out of the country.
Yeah.
So you have to have both parents.
So wait a minute. So kids have to have passports.
Kids
as well?
Have to have passports, even if they are under a year old.
Passport. Both of your kids are under a year old, aren't they?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. One's 17 and the other one is 3 months.
One's 33 and one's, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so, next and then, age. So go in to get your passport. Let's get into that. So we went to like a courthouse or something.
Okay.
So you have to go through security. Uh-huh. So I have my daughter, you know, in a car seat and it's like, you have to take her out of the car seat. I'm like, all right. So
when you get to the passport stand, they make her get out of the car seat?
Yeah, you got to go through security. It's like going to the courthouse.
Oh, okay.
So first of all, my wife has one day off during the week, so she had to be off. We load up everybody, get there, go through security. It's like we're at the airport, basically.
Right.
Go through security.
Remove your shoes.
Yeah, we get up to, and let me tell you, I like looked up all the information. Okay, we need this, we need pictures.
So you pre-prepared knowing that they were going
to
ask.
Because they don't take your picture there. You have to have a passport, a certified passport picture.
Certified passport picture.
So you go to certain places that take this picture.
Okay.
So we have that all with us. We go up. I'm like, we got it. Lady's like, hi, how are you doing? We're like, good. And she's like, I'm like, we got everything. So like, here's this, here's that. And she's like, before she even goes through all that, she says, are you going to be paying with check or money order? And I'm like,
wait a minute.
I'm all card. And she's like, no, that's not an option.
So they don't even accept.
No.
Wow. Philippius, when I owe him money, at least he even has a square that goes that connects to his phone, and I swipe my old debit card and I'm able to give him his money. Nope. So you're at a Arizona courthouse.
Yeah.
And
I guess a government building, right?
A government building, and they don't accept cards.
Nope.
Wow.
What a hassle.
So then I pick up my folder. Like, I wanted to cry, literally.
I'm not getting any joy from this.
Yeah, and I'm like, so can we turn in everything, and then I could just come back with the payment? You know, so we don't have to go the whole process again?
Right.
No, sorry, we can't go any further.
So when they're telling you all of this, where are the kids and your wife?
They're all sitting by. We all had to go through security. We all had to be there. We're all sitting there.
Okay.
And this is about 4:30 p.m., and they close at 5. So there was no way to get back in time. So that carries it over to another week when my wife has a day off.
Oh, yeah, because she only has one day a week off.
And then, so week two, we go back.
Mm-hmm.
She says, okay, you have check or money. Yeah, we brought it this time. Can I see all your information now? Okay, boom, we give it to her. Oh, they're not going to accept this picture of your son because his hair is out of the square a little bit.
Wow.
So we walk out with our tails between our legs again.
So they basically told you that your son's hair was too big.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then I go to
zoomed in too far.
Yeah, I go to the place that took our picture and say, hey, they told us. And they're like, well, that's weird. And I'm like, yeah, well, I need a new picture.
So this is now, you're now 2 weeks into trying to get a passport.
That's just the passport.
That's just the all of this.
I can see the aggravation.
All of this to go to a wedding that could have damn easily taken place 2 blocks from where he lives.
Yeah. Yes.
All this. And you gotta go.
Gotta go.
There's no way. Because if it was your sister, you could probably finagle her into not going. But this is your wife's sister.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
And it's not even that I don't want to go. I want to go. I'm excited to go on vacation. Mexico. Big resort.
Yeah.
But it's just everything leading up to it's like, can it be here already? You know, it's like.
It's the build up.
And we're going to have a 4-hour flight with 2 kids. So I don't even know how that's going to go.
Has your kids been on a plane before?
My son has.
Your son, but your daughter has not because she just fell out 3 months ago.
Pretty much. But my son's, he's pretty mellow. Like, you give him a little iPad or something, he'll be on. Watching. Man, I just thought of something. He'll be on YouTube all day, but there's no Wi-Fi on the plane.
He'll be on fatguyradioshow.com.
Yeah, I usually,
yeah, just watching. Yeah. Hey, look at daddy talk.
So, and that's just the passport part. I mean, there's so much more. I mean, we have, we're trying to pack everything, and it's causing my wife's got to get, she's in the wedding.
Okay, so your wife is part of the wedding
party. She's the bridesmaid, so that's, you got to figure, that's a speech, that's getting her nails done soon, that's getting her hair done before she goes, which I don't understand why you get done before, because you're going to get done there again.
I don't understand that either. I don't know why, I've been to weddings where the bride and the bridesmaid get their hair done the day before.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you're sleeping in like a neck vise to keep that hairdo up.
And then like you mentioned, you want to make sure everything's right.
Okay.
But we're dealing with people out of the country. So it's like, hey, is this going to be correct? And they're like, we'll email you and let you know. So like basically we're going to the wedding and hoping everything's going to be ready for us.
All right. So Orly was telling me before the show started that there was a little hiccup when it came to the DJ at the wedding. So let's take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, we'll get details about the DJ or lack thereof. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back. So I gave my little guy, AJ, access to my Amazon Prime account. And I think every day since the last show, or every other day since the last show, Orly, there has been a new Amazon smiling box at my door. Every other day. It's like, ding, ding. And I go out there and it's a box.
And it's being charged to you?
Little box, small box, medium box, Amazon box every other day. So for this commercial today, let me run down a few things that have come into my house over the last week that has been purchased from Amazon. New chef knives, paper towels, bulk plastic forks and plates, dishwasher tablets, those little dishwasher tablets with the little blue dot in the middle of it, sponges, bath towels, Centrella candles, tire caps. I want a new tire caps for my car. One flipped off and it just didn't look right. I needed all four.
It's so still rolling right now.
Yeah, it's still rolling down I 17 right now. Tire caps, windshield sunblocker. I needed a new windshield. It's getting hot. So I needed one of those for the car. Minecraft stickers and a Lego set, just to name a few things that have come into my house. If I can get all these things and my little guy can help get all these things and more from Amazon, so can you. And you got to get them through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon button on our website or shopping through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. If you want it, Amazon has it. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. All right, so those of you that may just be joining us on the live stream, we're in the middle of Orly's family's wedding in a third world country known as Mexico. And he has already gone through the rigmarole of the judicial system in America by trying to get the passports that took him 2 weeks. And those things are not cheap.
Yeah, they're not.
Passports are not cheap for anybody that has ever had to get one. So your wife is doing all the packing, and I'm sure that in itself is stressful.
Yeah, like I said, we've been packing for weeks, and we still aren't leaving for a while. It's just, it's like been like a month to 2 month process.
You're going to a different country with two children, one being a baby. And then here's the thing. Not to add on to the problem, that's the last thing I want to do. Have you and your wife considered the fact that there are things that customs is not going to allow you to take over that you're going to have to buy there?
Yeah, we've been kind of looking over the list and stuff, so hopefully we're good. But like I said, when we went to passports, we thought we were prepared, so we'll see.
Man, what a cluster. So now there, of course, at every wedding, there's a DJ. There's got to be music for dancing. Philippius, to bring it kind of home to you, that would be a quinceañera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the quinceañera DJ, birthday boy. It's your birthday? Nobody told me.
Speaking of the racist remarks, I like when I mentioned that we're going to Mexico for a wedding, people go, oh, so your family's from all out there?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. No, you should just look them dead in the eye and you said, no, we're going out there because they have very good side items. Yeah. Avocados from Mexico. That's the third week in a row we've used that bit.
I'm like, the flight's 4 hours, but we're going to ride donkeys, and that's going to take us at least 4 days.
Donkeys up the Mexican ruins at the top where they will meet the old shaman from China that's been sitting up there for 100 years.
Yeah.
So there's a problem with the DJ. You were telling me the music, because every wedding reception needs music.
Yeah, so supposedly the resort's going to help find a DJ, but there's no promise that there will be a DJ.
So the wedding's happening at a resort?
Yeah.
Okay, so not like a church or anything like that.
No, it's like a beach resort
thing. Okay.
And so they said, we're going to help you get one, but there's a possibility there may not be one. So DJ Orly is coming to the rescue.
So there's a possibility the resort set. You're jumping.
Yeah,
no.
So
basically, you're missing layers here. I'm trying to get all the details here.
Lots of layers.
Yeah, he's burying a lot of the leads here. So the resort set, they're going to try to get you your sister-in-law a DJ.
Yeah, so basically I guess they say, yeah, we could help book. It's going to be an outside company, so it's not through them really, but they'll help you find somebody.
Well, in America, I don't know about, I've never been to a wedding in Mexico, but in America, hotels normally have like a Rolodex of DJs and hosts and lighting companies and caterers, if they allow those types of things that they can go to.
Yeah, so they're going to go through all that, but what they tell you, I guess, is like, yeah, we have all these people we're going to contact and try to get
you
somebody.
Lady K. Very true.
But there's a possibility they might not be available.
Yeah.
So then you'll be screwed.
Off the Twitter, Lady K says, you know, Lil D is going to be flipping out wanting to DJ the wedding. He would probably go through. He wouldn't be able to get a passport, though. So, no. You know, they don't get passports. Negroes. Negro. I need a Negro passport. Sorry, sir. You're going to have to go back to the back of the line. And then we're not going to accept your check or your money order because we know it's going to be counterfeit because you're Negro.
What about food stamps?
Can I use my WIC card or whatever it's called?
EBT card.
EBT.
Everybody else accepts it around this place.
Little D would try to buy a passport with his EBT card.
Well, usually they say it's double, so he have to pay double EBT.
He's like, okay, let me see. If I give you my EBT card, I'm gonna give you 25 cents on the dollar, and then you go and you get my passport. But then it's gonna be like 50 cents on the dollar, but 13 cents on the dollar on the returns. So you just give me if you take $20, just give me 10, and then $12 tomorrow, because you know how the EBT transactions be a little difficult. So the hotel says we're gonna try to find you a DJ.
Yeah.
And this is how far out from the wedding?
A few weeks.
A few weeks before the wedding is supposed to happen. Okay. All right. So what did the hotel, was the hotel successful in finding a DJ?
Well, they're not really like, we found it. They're kind of like, yeah, we're
so
still.
They're beating around the bush for your sister-in-law's biggest day of her life.
Exactly.
Has she been married before? Is this her first wedding?
First wedding.
She's got to be very relaxed at this point.
Yes. So it's causing everybody to be stressed out. My wife, her sister.
I'm stressed
everybody.
Out just hearing
I know.
The story right now.
But I'm kind of like, I'm stressed because, of course, my wife, you know, she can't yell at the kids, so she's probably going to yell at me.
I feel like I just want to build a wall.
Yeah. What?
A wall?
But in a way, I'm like, he didn't get that.
Lip. Don't worry about it. It's your birthday.
I mean, in a way, though, I'm kind of excited being like, I'm just going to be in the crowd. Because, you know what I mean? Usually you have the extra.
You just want to go and just chill.
Yeah,
you want to go and just chill back, get drunk, get lit. And it's Mexico, so you can probably get high at the same time. Yeah. I would. Wouldn't you?
No.
Squares.
So I'm being nice and kind of trying to make a little mixtape, you know, a little old school Orly mixtape. So, I don't know what kind of people are going to be there, if they're going to like the music. So I'm kind of like asking a little bit of music info from everybody, like, hey, what would you like? I even asked you. I'm
yeah,
like,
you walked into the studio. You're like, hey, Corey, what's a good song to put in? What can I play? And then I told him, Google it. And then I'm like, you know, call Little D. Little D probably could have, you know, allegedly made a mixtape from his library. Allegedly,
his would have been explicit though.
Or he would have bought. Yeah, probably so. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
sure.
Not a good idea. Yeah. Don't go that way.
But
you were asking
categories.
Me, and I'm like, I don't know. And that's hard to pick music for a crowd you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I
all
say?
Ages. I don't even know.
If you're being the nice guy, Orly, here's my advice. Put music that you want to hear. I mean, you're being the nice guy, right?
Yeah.
Just play what you want to hear. And if they have anything to say about it, just look them square in the eye and say, you should have booked your own DJ.
Yeah.
This is music that I jammed out.
I'm going
to
be like, I got a list right here. And I'm going to work for only $200.
Yeah.
So maybe I can make a little bit of money, you know? I mean, it's my sister-in-law, and I want to be nice because she's great and all. But, you know, I mean, I took the time to download this music and my services.
You took the time to go get your passport five times.
Exactly. This better be the best wedding ever. That's all I got to say.
Wow, dude. Wow. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't. I bail out.
You're not married.
No, I don't care if it's a wedding or not. If it's difficult, I ain't going.
What if I was getting, if I wasn't married yet and I said, Corey, I'm getting married in Mexico. Can you please come?
I'd say no.
You're in the wedding.
No. You are not going to inconvenience my life because of your day. No, if you want me, and I'm probably on the outside of that, but no, screw that. You want to have a nice wedding. You want people to be there. You got to make it convenient for other people. Now, I'm not trying to bash your sister-in-law, but I am trying to bash your sister-in-law. Listen to me what I'm saying, America. You want people, and I hate this. This pisses me off.
I heard the Bernie Mac coming out.
I hate this. Pisses me off. You got a wedding. I don't care how deep your pockets is. There are beautiful places. If you're going to have a wedding in a third world country that possibly will have a wall built on it when you get back,
a wall?
If you go anytime after November, here's the thing. If you got deep enough pockets to have a wedding in a third world country, you should have deep enough pockets to buy out a whole Delta airline plane and fly everybody that you want there. To make it so convoluted for someone to attend a wedding is beyond me. Keep it simple. It's your day. Yes. And you want to have this beautiful background of having, and in this beautiful place like Mexico. Yeah, there are some beautiful places in Mexico, but damn, you got all these other family members that may not even be in the same financial climate. Keep it simple.
Maybe that's why they do it. Maybe they don't want the poor ones to go.
Exactly. So you know what? If it was me, if I were you, we wouldn't be going. And I would just have to deal with my wife not being mad at me for a while, sleep, maybe have to camp out on a couch, or maybe I'd have to go to my fat friend's house who is single and he will always stay single and he has an emergency couch and beer relief fund for any married guys that get in fights with his wife. I might have to do that. But other than, no, I won't go. I'm out. I'm not. You have it in the same city that we live in. So when the wedding is over, you can go to Red Lobster, get you a nice little fake lobster, and then we can go home and call it a day. Weddings don't need to be all day. I got to get dressed up and put on all these rented costumes and stuff. Come see you walk down. I done seen your ass walk down the aisle several times. We went to the grocery store together. I seen you walk down an aisle. There was chips on one side. There was soda on the other. That was an aisle.
And you had a dress on.
And then you had a dress. Oh, dude, it was a Sunday dress. So now I ain't coming to your foreign ass wedding. I'm not. Don't make it difficult. That ticks me off. When my sister got married, you know what? Matter of fact, just tell your sister-in-law, just elope. Nobody want to be there. Nobody wants to go. I'm going to be the one to say it. Nobody wants to go to your sister-in-law's wedding because you made it difficult for everybody.
What if I said it's all-inclusive, Corey, and you get all the free food you want?
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I got to go get a passport and some rude-ass person got to take my picture, and then I got to pay them with a money order check. I don't even know where my checkbook is the first. I couldn't even tell you where to get a money order.
That lady was a little, she kind of reminded me of like an MVD person.
Yeah, you should have looked at
the library. They get joy out of you not having what they need.
She was sitting there, I can tell you exactly what happened, Orly. She was sitting there excreting on herself because she was so happy she inconvenienced your life a little bit more. That's exactly what, she loves that. Everyone that works for our government, everyone that works for the federal government loves the fact that they can make our lives a little more difficult.
And she looked at me and she knew what I didn't have because it wasn't like, do you have your picture? Do you have this? Do you have that? She goes, first question, do you have check or money order?
Who carries a checkbook?
Nobody.
Do you have a checkbook clip?
No.
You got a brand new wallet, but you ain't got no checkbook.
Of course not.
You going to be able to put a check in there? No, because the wallet ain't big enough to have no check in
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's the federal government. Yeah, you might be able to break it. You might be able to jailbreak an iPhone that was useless after you spilt a cup of water on it. But other than that, you should be able to have a square. You know what? I'm going to donate 5 of them new iPhone squares to the government so that they can start taking cards at the justice of the peace.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. What is all my taxes? What's that tax bill, that big fat tax bill that I just paid last week? Where's all that money going? You guys can't get a square?
Even the little Mexican dude that sells corn on the bike has a little square.
Yeah! My drug dealer got a square card. My drug dealer even take credit cards. What?
Yeah.
The guy I buy fat tacos from, Fat Joe in the corner.
Is that what you call him now?
Yeah, Fat Taco. I'm going to give you that one, Lip. That one was funny. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go, Orly. I'm serious.
Well, we're going, and I'm excited.
I'm glad you're excited, dude, because I wouldn't go at all.
I keep thinking the positive side, the beach.
What's the positive side? If you were doing that, but
fancy
dude,
hotel.
You got to do all this on someone else's schedule.
True.
You see what I'm saying? If it was you and your wife and your kids, your lovely family, going down to the beach by themselves, it'd be lovely. But no, you going there on the skirt tails of somebody else's event. It ain't your show.
I feel like I keep climbing back up to the mountain. You keep pushing me down.
I'm trying to, because you know what's at the bottom of the mountain, Orly? Reality. That's what's at the bottom of the mountain. You up there in the clouds. Come on back down to reality.
Back to life.
Back to reality. That was a good palate cleanser. Well, good luck with that. And what does your new brother-in-law have to say about it?
I don't know.
His life is over. What he needs to do is go get himself one of them angry whoppers.
Yeah. Oh.
Does it make you angry?
Orly told me, Orly is feeding me this show, folks. This is the Orly feeding the Fat Guy show. So Orly tells me about the Burger King is to launch a burger consisting of a flame grilled beef and toppings on a red bun.
Red bun.
What makes the bun red? As Burger King weirds us out yet again.
Exactly. You remember the black bun?
The black bun, people complaining that
they had crazy poop.
They had green poop. Black bun, green poop. That's dead.
I wonder what the red one's going to cause.
It's baked. The bun is baked with hot sauce in it.
Really?
Now, Orly posed a very good question to this Burger King thing. Are restaurants going a little too far making up random dishes to compete? Now, there's only been a Carl's Jr. burger that's spicy with jalapeno that had a Chipotle aioli, which is pretty much just Chipotle and mayo mixed together. Yes. That was a good burger. The black burger, I never tried the black burger.
No.
But this is the angriest burger. No, I think that they just came up with this idea because that hot dog thing failed miserably and everybody hated them.
Exactly. I mean, that's already going overboard. Like, Burger King doesn't make hot dogs. They have hot dogs.
Right.
Now they're going to have red. It's just like they keep going. Like, how far are they going to go before they're happy? You know what I mean?
They're running out of ideas.
Yeah. And it's not like they keep them around. It's because they know how bad they are. They're like, a limited time offer. And it's like, but I feel like they just have a stoner in the back and like, hey, what do you think we should make this week? About a red bun.
Kind of sounds like McDonald's. They barely got with the breakfast deal. You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. McDonald's, they've been begging McDonald's to do 24-hour breakfast for years years.
McDonald's doesn't really get too crazy and make new things all the time. You know what I mean?
No,
they'll bring back old stuff, but they don't, you know what I mean? And McDonald's is successful. I'm not saying Burger King isn't, but it's just like, I don't know. They're getting desperate and trying to just make, I don't know what they're doing.
It's fair enough to say Burger King isn't successful because Burger King right now, the reason why they're coming up with all this crazy stuff is because they're scrambling. Do you see Sonic scrambling right now? No, Sonic is just sailing through and they ain't coming up with no new weird things. They are actually repeating their marketing things. We're going into the summer right now in Arizona. So what's their big thing right now? Half price shakes after 8 p.m.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? McDonald's. They're selling easy right now. They're on a downtrend, but they're kind of leveling out market-wise because of the 24-hour breakfast. And even people have gotten used to the fact that even when you try to go and get an Egg McMuffin at 10 o'clock at night, it takes a little bit longer, and you got to pull up into that, you know, waiting area outside the drive-thru. But people in the market then settled down about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got KFC, who came out with, you know, spicy chicken. And that spicy chicken was thebomb.com/ should have rubbed it in a bad place.
Woo! And then you got some other problems going on too.
Yeah, because then you got your booty burning. But all these other restaurants are selling. No one has to do, I mean, hell, even Carl's Jr. now in Arizona, it might not be the same way for everybody across the country.
Hardee's in other states.
Hardee's, Carl's Jr. are now putting two of they famous stars with cheese in one bag for $5. They're like, you know what?
With the cookie. Chocolate chip.
They just selling. They got their market share and they're just selling. Burger King, to me, with the hot dog abortion, and now with the angry whopper, and then with the black bun, Burger King is scrambling to garner any part of the market that McDonald's, Sonic, Wendy's, Carl's Jr., and all those other guys are just massaging their market right now. Burger King is trying to draw back. I'm going to tell you where I find Burger King went wrong. Their franchisees are the horriblest people on the planet. You ever go to a Burger King and you have a really bad experience with just the customer service, the cleanliness, and the friendliness of that staff? I guarantee you it's a franchise Burger King, because Burger King seems to just want to give a building and their logo to any Tom, Dick, and Harry that's got $110,000.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. So I see this as Burger King scrambling. They have the Fat Guy Radio Show approach to marketing. Throw everything to the wall and see what sticks. And unfortunately, their angry Whopper ain't sticking, just like their little burnt wieners didn't stick.
It's crazy, though, how extreme they're going.
Mustard on them.
Yeah, you would think, I mean, I could see, like, okay, the new four-patty Whopper.
Right.
Okay, but not, like, the new red bun. You know what I mean? Like, where's that coming from?
You
know
what? Make you crap all crazy.
Taco Bell's the same way. What do they, remember their new Quesalupa?
Yeah, Taco Bell is
like making up random stuff.
Taco Bell is scrambling out here, but guess who's not scrambling? Del Taco, their nearest competitor. Del Taco is massaging their market. Del Taco was like, you know what? We're not gonna. This is a good idea. Let's just throw some carne asada on top of our fries, and we're gonna sell that for 3 weeks. And then guess what? We're just gonna take it right off the market. Why? Because we're Del Taco.
Yeah. I like Del Taco, though, because you get...
I love Del Taco.
You can get Mexican food or you get a burger, and their burgers and fries are actually really good.
Yeah, Lady K off Twitter, she loves a Whopper. Well, Lady, you can have all the green poop Whoppers you want, sweetie. You can just go ahead, just be green all day. I love a good Whopper, too, but I love a good Whopper from a Burger King that ain't a franchise, and you can tell the franchise places from the corporate Burger Kings. That's where I think Burger King went wrong. If Burger King had the same franchise... the same franchise requirements that Subway does, because it's very difficult to get a Subway franchise.
They just don't pass them out to anybody.
You know, they put anybody on their commercials, but they don't pass out Subways to anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, you know, Burger King is just scrambling right now. They're just scrambling. So I say all you got to do is, not the green poop ones, Lady K said. I say all you got to do is just, you know, have your angry burger if you want. But while you're eating your Angry Burger, why don't you just go ahead and manufacture a gun that looks like a cell phone when it's closed? I say we get to that. So we'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Where are we at? Number three? Are we supposed to be doing trailer talk?
The next segment.
Jesus, where's the show going? Oh, wow.
What happens when you're that good?
I guess so. All right, folks, you're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back.
It's a drop in the bucket where you don't have to love.
Gavin DeGraw, ladies and gentlemen.
Wake up tomorrow. We both be surprised if the car's got some gas. We both go for a ride. Hit a stride, do some window shopping first. Stay out of the night. Yeah.
Gavin, I love you so much. All right, folks. Hey, Orly, yep. I saw this really cool story this past week. About a college student going from Tennessee to study abroad in England. So the little guy decides to send a cutout of himself, full body cutout of himself. And we have a picture up on our live stream. He sent a full body cutout of himself to his mom. Now he's a dorky little kid. Kind of looks almost like Ryan Scott, a Full Court Press Radio.
Yes.
You know, that show that used to be on the network?
With a
whole lot of hair back in the day. But what was so cool about this picture, Orly, when I was looking at it, is that down in the corner, he ordered his full body cutout from Fathead.
Oh, nice.
Fathead for real. So I decided to go ahead and roll that right into our Fathead for Real commercial right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. If you want a personal, full-body die-cast cutout of yourself, send it to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Hell, you can even dress it up and let it attend a wedding in Mexico. Go to FatGuyRadioShow.com and click on the Fathead burner. Shop now by clicking the Fathead banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. They also have, they still have the wall decals. Superman versus Batman are the biggest sellers right now because that's the biggest thing that has taken over the world. Right now in the movie theaters, and you can have so many amazing things to impress all of your friends. They're not just wall decal, life-size, durable die-cast cutouts. Make that big impression today with Fathead for Real through FatGuyRadioShow.com. You know what, Orly?
What?
I'm going to go ahead and snap a picture of you in your Halo 6 shirt and order a full-body cutout of you.
That would be awesome.
And that's what we're going to send to Mexico with your wife and kids. And then me and you are just going to stay back here in Phoenix and get drunk.
Yeah, we'll just put a sombrero on it.
Yeah, and a lei. Wait, that's Hawaii. And then we're gonna put a birthday boy brooch on him.
Yeah,
a bolo.
Yeah.
All right, we're supposed to be doing trailer talk. Okay, just real quick. Can we fast pace a couple of these things? Because I want to get to them. Number one, a company creates a gun that looks like a smartphone.
It's not a smartphone.
I've seen that.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
It's on After the Levels. If you want to look it up, a company invents gun that folds up to look like a cell phone. A Minnesota company has invented a handgun that folds up to look like a smartphone. It's a 380 caliber pistol called Ideal Conceal, and it will literally be available. It's in prototype now, but it will literally be available later on this year. And of course, Homeland Security wants to know, because if you're walking around an airport with what looks to be a cell phone, no one's going to be able to tell that it's a gun unfold it. So the way that it pretty much built it, and I'll use my cell phone case as an example, is that there's a little trigger on the side where the bottom portion of the cell phone flips down and becomes the handle. Mm-hmm. And when it flips down, it reveals the trigger. And then the two holes at the end, because it's only a two-round gun, the two holes at the end actually look like headphone jacks.
Oh, wow.
And that's where the bullets come from.
Yes.
So any jagaloon can be walking around with one of these things. Orly, how do you feel about this as a safety issue? We've never gotten your stance on guns.
I don't like it, because having kids pick up, my kid's always got my phone. He's always trying to grab my phone. He thinks it's funny to have my phone.
Right.
What, you know what I mean? How do you know somebody's kid's not going to pick it up, put it to their head, pull a trigger, shoot themselves? You know what I mean? Or take it to school to show off.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I don't like it.
Lip, what's your take on it?
I say it's the dumbest idea that could ever have.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's my take on it, folks. I think it's cool. Let me tell you, number one, I'm a gun advocate. I'm a gun owner. And I understand what you're saying about kids picking it up and you know, shooting themselves. But you know what? That's on the gun owner.
I was going to say
that's responsible of the gun owner. You know, the maker of this, he was questioned about, he had those same exact questions in the article. And he said, that the product has attracted concerns too, with critics arguing its design could pose a security threat at airports and other places. And the owner replies, it's kind of an erroneous idea that this is any different from any other pistol, because when you run it through an X-ray, the barrels and the trigger, it has barrels and triggers and hammers, all the things that a regular gun would have. He also talked about, you know, he dismissed the concerns about children seeing the phone swapped weapon and accidentally getting hurt. He says, in America, we have lots of children in contact with pistols already. There's been quite a few incidents long before my product came along. For me, it's not a gun. It's the people. So if you have a pistol and you have children anywhere near you, it's your responsibility to lock that stuff up and keep it away from your children. I 100% agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, the problem is that the rubes and the idiots, the slack-jawed knuckle-draggers of this country, are going to get hold of this thing, and they're going to use it for bad. You can't stop that. There's just no way around that. Stupid people are going to get a hold of this. That's not our problem. You know, or that's where the problem comes in, I should say.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with this. It looks like a cell phone. Hell, it could look like a lollipop. If you buy it and you know it's a firearm, you got to protect everybody around you and educate yourself. Just like I do with AJ, I educate him about guns, not being afraid of them. Utilize them. Understand, there have been many situations that, because there was a responsible gun owner in the area, you know, lives were saved. Now, I'm not saying that everybody, now, you know, at the end of this article, he does say that, you know, gun sales hit an all new high in 2015 after President Obama took office, you know, and then they peaked in December after the Paris attacks in San Bernardino. I understand that. Having a gun that looks like a cell phone, you are responsible for that and how it's used and who gets hold of it. So it's the earnest of. And one thing that we have to understand about guns in America is that there are more situations. People that are responsible gun owners tremendously outweigh the irresponsible ones. The thing is that the irresponsible gun owners are the only people that get the media.
Exactly.
Those are the only ones that get the media attention. So I thought it was a cool story. You can look it up. We'll have this link up on FatGuyRadioShow.com real quick. And I'm sorry, AfterTheLevels.com. And just real quick, Lamar Odom, former player, NBA player, was seen in a bar Easter.
Head of all days.
Of all days, Easter. Wow. Didn't the dude just get out of the hospital after almost dying?
Yeah, like 5 months ago or so.
But you know why he is? he's connected to a Kardashian.
Yeah.
They would kill themselves in a Kardashian.
He's trying to kill himself.
Yeah, he's trying to kill himself. All right, let's go to the segment that is sweeping the nation while the boys decide to check back into the show. All righty, folks, we're talking about Bitch of the Year. Is that what we're doing? Oh, no.
Trailer talk?
Yeah, we're doing movie. Like right on, I'm sorry. Right. I'm having to work so hard over here by myself.
Let Corey check back into the show.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break here because we're now about a hard break. We'll have to do it in segment four. I'm working hard over here, boys. I need a little support. All right. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show as the song builds up.
Yes.
Here for Philippius's birthday bash. Hey, did you get your birthday burrito?
No.
You got to go down there and get that. All right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. And we're going to jump right into it, folks. It is the segment that is sweeping the nation, and we are talking about trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers on this show because the trailers are free. And this week's trailer is Central Intelligence.
Ooh.
Starring Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Lip, I'll let the birthday boy go first.
In his birthday suit.
In his birthday suit while I destroy another piece of cheesecake.
So, the movie, I think it's...
The trailer?
Yeah, the trailer. The movie trailer.
Am I out of frame? Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, anyways, it looks like it, you know, could be funny, obviously, because both of them are comedians. The storyline,
Dwayne Johnson is a comedian?
I was
going to
say, he's a comedian?
Well, he's kind of in comedies.
That doesn't make him a comedian.
Yeah. He's a comedic actor.
It's his there birthday.
Okay, it's a birthday. Go ahead.
And, I don't know. I like how they did the whole high school thing in there where he's like a fat guy when he was a younger kid, Dwayne Johnson. That was pretty funny.
That was very funny.
That was CGI. You know that, right?
Yeah.
CGI.
Or he had a fat suit on. I don't know.
It was a fat kid with Dwayne face. Johnson's face CGI'd.
Yeah, but I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this movie.
Oh, okay. Corley?
Great review, Lip. I agree with everything you said.
I did, Lady
But I'll Gabe. Add to it. I like that part with the beginning, the kid, and he was like singing. Oh, he was singing in the shower, and the kids come in to bully him.
Yeah.
Which I was going to ask you a quick question.
Yes, please. I'll entertain
I was
a question,
visiting CoreyBlaze.com one day and saw you singing as a young kid. Did you ever used to sing in the shower at school?
I still sing in the shower.
Do bullies come in, though, and, like, bully you like that?
No, because you would never catch me, number one, in the shower at school, because in order to be in the shower at school, you'd have to be participating in some level of sport. I did not do any of that. So you never caught me.
Fat.
Yeah, thank Lip.
Well, maybe you spill nacho cheese on yourself and you had to take a shower at school.
No, I would go to the science club and wash my shirt off in the sink. Uh-huh. But no, you never caught me in the showers singing. At school.
All right.
Not at school. I was doing other things in the shower. What?
Yeah, so anyways, yeah.
School?
It shows them singing some In Vogue, which I thought was funny.
Never gonna get it.
So yeah, he's kind of the outcast in high school. Kevin Hart's the big famous person. They basically meet back up, yeah, like 20 years later or something. Mm-hmm. Dwayne's all huge, like everybody knows he is.
Yeah, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character's name. Did you catch the character name in the trailer?
Something like Dick something?
Robbie Weird Dick.
Weird Dick.
And I think that might be the nickname they gave him because they end up shoving this fat kid with the weird dick out into the middle of the gymnasium.
Oh, and he slides. That made my skin hurt when he slid out there.
That made my feelings hurt. What are you talking about? Because I could totally relate to that.
That's why, as I brought up you singing. So, but anyways, get back to it.
Now everybody's going to be going to CoreyBlaze.com and looking for me singing.
I'm
going to
help your page views go up.
No, I don't need page views on that page.
I'm excited about it. I like Kevin Hart. I know a lot of people don't like him. They think he's in too much stuff now. I didn't jump on the bandwagon of Kevin Hart when he first came out, so he's kind of new to me, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. So I like him. And Dwayne The Rock's pretty good, and I like how the little catchphrase thing they showed during the movie said, to save the world, you need a little heart, which Kevin Hart, and a big Johnson.
Right, a big Johnson. Yeah.
So
I
definitely, I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up. I mean, they've did this kind of storyline before, but I'm down to
how
go
many,
see it.
How many Mexico passports do you give it?
I give him 4 Mexico passports.
All right, you ready for my take on Central
Let's
Intelligence? This movie is going to suck. Yeah. They basically replaced Ice Cube with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Kevin Hart sucks. I can't stand that little maggot of a Negro actor.
Why? Because they use him too much?
He's overplayed. He's overexposed. He's overused. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a Hollywood film action star. He does not need that little miglet, which is a combination of a midget and a miglet. He does not need that little miglet to make a star. This movie, another one, 2 weeks in the theater, straight to Netflix. This movie sucks.
If you had to see one, this or Ghostbusters, which would you go see?
Neither one of them. I'd rather go and watch the fat kids dance in the shower at high school.
Would you rather go to Mexico?
I shoot myself in the face is what I do.
With your cell phone gun.
Listen, number one, the movie is unbelievable according to the trailer. You worked out for 6 hours every day for 20 years, for the last 20 years, to turn into what you were, that fat Indian, that fat Islander to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. 20 years straight, every day for 6 hours. Unreal.
How's it unreal? Have
it's
you tried
not
that?
Even fun. Yes, and look at me. It's not even funny.
It's going to be funny.
It's typical Kevin Hart. With a little small fat thing and a little quick fat thing. And don't say that. Don't say that. What? You just going to do that? Look what I... That's my Kevin Hart.
That's Kevin Hart.
Tell me if that's not what he does in every movie. He's... Hey, you're just gonna make me sit it. I'm just gonna stand here. That's what you're gonna do. That's what I'm. Every freaking movie he's in, that's what Kevin Hart does.
We won't invite him, Lip. We'll go see it.
That's the history of Kevin Hart.
They've taken Ice Cube, who is always in a movie with Kevin Hart, and put Dwayne Johnson in it. And guess what? Fat kid turns into Adonis of a man, works for the CIA, and saves the world. Again, I am not gonna support the laziness of Hollywood.
Like I said, it's been done before, but I'm going to see it.
It is.
So it's like that Ice Cube movie, Kevin Hart Part 3 in a way?
Pretty much. Well, pretty much.
I forget the
name. Dwayne Johnson. Listen to me. It's your boy, Corey Blaze. We never met, but we have. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something here, Dwayne.
Ride Along 3. This is Ride Along 3.
This is Ride Along 2.5.776. Listen to me. Dwayne, you better than this. You better than this. You ain't got to be on that TV, on the movie screen with that little miglet. You better than this, Dwayne. Come on, man. Man, you know, you did San Andreas. That was horrible, but it was still you. It was a good movie. You don't need to be with the moon, Kevin Hart. Listen to me, Dwayne. You hurt my feelings.
Did you like the other guys where it was Will Ferrell and...
No! Will Ferrell is worse. Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart, and then you can go ahead and you can throw in Donald Trump and send them all to the moon.
But it had The Rock and it had Samuel Jackson. Remember, they were kind of the backups?
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel?
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel. That's how Hispanics say it. Samuel.
This movie is going to bomb. And Dwayne is going to add this movie to a list of movies that he should have never did.
Tooth Fairy?
That's a movie you shouldn't have. I take everything I've back said about Dwayne. Okay, you go ahead and do every Kevin Hart movie. This is horrible. This was a horrible, horrible movie idea. Not your fault, Orly, but Kevin Hart is horrible.
You gonna tell me to sit that? I'm not gonna be sitting in the car. You gonna make me sit in the car. I'm just gonna. Are you gonna make me? I guess I'm sitting in the car.
Is that not Kevin Hart? Every movie he's ever in, somebody makes his little ass sit in the car.
Yes,
you're right.
Every movie, Kevin Hart sitting in the car somewhere.
See, this is why I like Trailer Talk, because I might want to see something, and then you help bring out the bad news.
Yes, because that's what I am. I am the rain.
Movie trailer devil.
I am the rain on your beautiful Mexico wedding. It's not going to be a good movie, dude. I'm telling you.
I hope this movie is playing in Mexico when I'm there.
This is not going to be... Because, dude, am I wrong about Kevin Hart?
No.
He's always Kevin Hart. And he ruins the NBA All-Star game every year.
Yeah.
They give him so much play and so much run. I am tired of seeing him stand next to Shaquille O'Neal. We get it. Shaquille O'Neal is big. Kevin Hart's a miglet. We understand that. Stop forcing it down our throats. Kevin Hart, do a real movie. Do a drama. But no, you can't, because in a drama, nobody locks your ass in a car.
Oh, you're going to make me sit in the car. You ain't going to walk away from me. I guess you're walking away.
Kevin Hart is like the new Chris Tucker.
Oh, God. And you know what? And Chris Tucker knew when it was time to bow the hell
out.
He
did, yeah.
Kevin Hart releases 4 movies a year. Don't nobody in Hollywood work like that. He must be making $33 per movie. Because don't nobody need to do that many movies. Now, if Kevin Hart decided to come on this show, I'd kiss his ass. Because, you know, I'm a radio whore. But other than that, his movies suck. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, come on, you was a wrestler, man.
So I take it you didn't like...
You were in the Mummy.
I take it you didn't like Get Hard with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell?
Oh, God, no. That movie, I literally wanted to just drive by. No, I can't say that. I can't make that joke. That would have been a terroristic joke. People that came out of the movie, I hope they all got diarrhea. That's what I say. I hope you all got popcorn diarrhea, where every popcorn you tried to eat, you chewed it up and came back out as corn.
Wow.
Corneria.
Very graphic.
This is not going to be a good movie, dude. I still want to go see 10 Cloverfield Lane, and people are panning. People are talking crap about that when they're saying it's not good.
I hear it's not even anything to do with Cloverfield.
It doesn't matter. It's got John Goodman in it. I want to go see it.
They said it's weird.
They should put Kevin Hart in it. 10 Cloverfield Kevin Hart.
10.
Oh, you just gonna lock me in this underground barrel? You just gonna lock me in there? You gonna leave me here? You gonna leave me in this underground thing? You just gonna leave me there? I guess I'm sitting here in this underground thing waiting for you to come back.
That's Kevin Hart and 10 Cloverfield.
Kevin Hart hater.
He is. Oh, I am. All right, folks. That's been Trailer Talk for this week. Let's do this again, I tell you. Oops. I'm having fat finger problems.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Do we have a really quick second to do a, nope, I guess not. I was going to do a quick bitch of the year.
You could do like maybe one.
That's all I got is one. And besides, I want to use
all right, go 3 minutes.
All right, 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. It is bitch of the year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when you go to a hotel dance performance to go ahead and audition in a competition for dancing, and you decide to finish your dance routine with some fire?
Oh,
some fire. Well, Gail Flexi, we don't know how old she is or where she's from, but that won't matter when you hear the end of this story. While competing in a dance hall contest, during her routine, her booty shaking, floor humping routine, this is NSFW video, folks. You don't want to watch this with your kids. While she was in the middle of her routine, she decided to go out with a fire trick while she was dancing. And you know what? She decided to take a little bit of rubbing alcohol lip.
Oh.
And sprayed it on her crotch.
Oh.
Wow.
Took a match out of her boobage and lit her crotch on fire.
Wow.
That wasn't all, though, because Gail Flexi put a little bit too much rubbing alcohol on her crotch and scorched her cooter cat to a third-degree burn.
Wow.
Woo!
This bitch.
Takes fire crotch to a new level.
Of course. She, of course, was the color of little D. So she came back after and it was so funny in the video when she realizes she put too much alcohol on her crotch. A dude in the crowd runs up and throws his beer on it and starts to pat the fire out. But I think he was enjoying that fire out
wow.
a little bit more. I watched this video 17 times.
Wow.
It was so funny.
She had beer cooter when she was done.
She definitely had beer cooter, and she is your bitch of the year. And on Twitter, everybody is loving the bitch of the year graphics. Yes, the little ants in BDB Radio Network have been working hard. So that's your bitch of the year. Of course, remember, as announced last week, you can vote for your favorite bitch at fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. Right? So, Orly, I think that would be almost a perfect way for you to really make a mark at the wedding in Mexico.
Burn my cooter?
I think you should go there, and as soon as they say, does anybody object to this wedding, just set your cooter on fire.
I'm going to order a beer cooter at the, at the bar.
I need a beer cooter to go, please. Do you have a flaming beer cooter?
They light it on fire right there.
I'll show you my passport that's perfectly framed up by the Arizona federal government. All right, folks, that's all that we have today. Yeah, Lady K, where to take the Lady K on the Twitter takes the sensible adult approach.
Well, at least she only hurt herself and not other people. How stupid. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, send her some flowers, Lady K. I'm kidding. I love it, baby.
Or your cryogram wagon.
Yeah, give her. Ooh, send her a cryogram wagon for her snatch. We got to get out of here, folks. Time is up. All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by Halo Sigs. And my script is down, so I'm going to have to go to my iPad, hopefully. All right, today's show is brought to you by Halo Sigs. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We ran out of time. Make sure, folks, that if you make the switch and you purchase any Halo Sigs products between now and 12:01 a.m. on April 1st, send me the proof, and I will personally call you to thank you. Get started making the switch at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on our social sites. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius, and yes, Orly.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. And tell everybody you know about the show when they ask you what's it all about. Simply reply as you're packing your way to Mexico. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. We're back on Thursday, right, boys?
Yeah, I think so.
Thursday next week. We'll see you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Crotch Rocket. Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now the show is over, unfortunately.